Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina must testify before a grand jury in Georgia. He's been subpoenaed for questioning later this month about allegations that then-President Donald Trump attempted to interfere with Georgia's ballot count after the 2020 presidential election. Graham filed an emergency request to block the subpoena late last month, arguing actions he took, including phone calls to Georgia election officials, were legitimate. Survivors and the families of slain victims of the 2018 mass shooting at a Parkland, Florida high school are confronting the gunman ahead of formal sentencing. Today, some damned Nicholas Cruz to hell. Others wished him a lifetime of pain behind bars. Many of them protested that he should have been sentenced to death instead of life in prison without parole for killing 17 people and wounding 17 others, most of them teenagers. Cruz sat silently as he heard impact statements from victims' relatives like Debbie Hickson, whose husband Christopher was one of the people who was killed in the Valentine's Day attack.
I wish nothing for you today. After today, I don't care what happens to you. You'll be sent to jail. You'll begin your punishment. You'll be a number. And for me, you will cease to exist.
Impact statements are scheduled to resume tomorrow afternoon. Authorities in Ukraine's capital say water has been completely restored. NPR's Frank Ordonez reports more than 80% of residents in the capital temporarily have been left without running water after yesterday's attacks.
The Ukrainian military says it still knocked down 45 out of the 50 cruise missiles fired across the country. Russia's President Vladimir Putin says the attacks are at least in part in response to an alleged drone strike on Russia's Black Sea fleet off the Crimean Peninsula. He also suspended Russia's participation in a UN-backed deal that guaranteed safe passage for ships carrying grain exports. Western leaders slammed the decision, charging Moscow with weaponizing food. Putin did indicate he could change his mind. In a public appearance, he said, quote, "We are not saying that we are stopping our participation. We are saying that we are pausing it." Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Odessa, Ukraine.
The attorney for the rapper Takeoff from the group Migos confirms to NPR that the performer was killed. The music artist's lawyer had confirmed again he was shot in Houston. Takeoff was 28 years old. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
The members of Migos, Takeoff and his relatives, Quavo and Offset, grew up in Georgia. NPR's Rodney Carmichael once called them the Temptations of Trap, the name for Southern-born hip-hop. Among the tributes to Takeoff on social media, there is anger that so many hip-hop artists have been killed recently. So undoubtedly influential in rap's new school, writes activist Brittany Packnett Cunningham, but more importantly, a whole human being who deserved far more life and not this reckless, vile act. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
This is NPR. Much of Africa is struggling to contain or control malaria. Now, a new species of mosquito is threatening to erase any small amount of progress being made. Here's NPR's Ari Daniel.
Early this year, a startling report came out of Ethiopia documenting an urban malaria outbreak during the dry season, which is unheard of. Usually, malaria is associated with wet conditions in rural places. Today, at the annual meeting of the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene, CDC entomologist Sarah Zodi and her colleagues link this outbreak to Anopheles stevensi, a mosquito that's appeared relatively recently in Africa.
This is a mosquito that has the potential to change malaria as we know it.
That's because it thrives year-round and happily breeds in water storage containers common in urban settings across Africa. The researchers say redoubling efforts to fight malaria is now necessary. Ari Daniel, NPR News.
Dense fog at Florida's Cape Canaveral did not stop SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket from launching into space today. The company, owned by new Twitter owner Elon Musk, sent up satellites for the U.S. Space Force. The mission marked the first use of the rocket system by the U.S. military branch, established during the Trump administration. The Dow is down 32 points to 32,701. You're listening to NPR News.